today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Almighty. Dear brothers, dear sisters, ladies and gentlemen, salam and so welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Our topic for this episode is the secrets of Hajj. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Wa lillahi alhamd. Today, Monday, is the 4th of Zilhijjah, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 13th of Tir, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 4th of July, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is Holy Quran, verse 26 of chapter Al-Hajj.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. وَإِذْ بَوَّأْنَا لِإِبْرَاهِيمَ مَكَانَ الْبَيْتِ أَلَّا تُشْرِكْ بِي شَيْئًا وَطَهِّرْ بَيْتِي لِلطَّائِفِينَ وَالْقَائِمِينَ وَالرُّكَّعِ السُّجُودِ.
And mention, O Muhammad, when we designated for Abraham the site of the house, saying, "Do not associate anything with me, and purify my house for those who perform dawah, and those who stand in prayer, and those who bow and prostrate."
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The event of Kaaba and Ibrahim is something which must not be forgotten. According to the Islamic narrations, the purpose of this verse is that Allah showed Prophet Ibrahim the place of sacred mosque, which had been built at the time of Adam and had been ruined in the flood of Noah, and its signs had been affected. A wind blew and brought away the dust over it so that the bases of the house were made manifest. Or a piece of cloud came and cast a shadow over there, or by any other means, Allah showed and prepared the main place of the house for Ibrahim. Then he, Prophet Abraham, with the help of his son Ismail, rebuilt it.
لبيك يا رب الأمم قد لفنا ثوب الندم بالدمع كم فاض الحرم نشكو الخطايا واللمم لا يشتكى إلا إليك
لبيك واغفر للذنوب لبيك ها إني أتوب أصلحني من كل العيوب واغمر فؤادي بالطيوب ليفوز بال
The secrets of Hajj. Hajj literally means to continuously strive to reach one's goal. Again, I repeat it, to continuously strive to reach one's goal. It is the last of the five pillars of Islam. The other include a declaration of faith in one God, five daily prayers, offering regular charity, and fasting during the month of Ramadan. Pilgrimage is a once-in-a-lifetime obligation for those who have physical and financial ability to undertake the journey. Yet the Hajj is more than these elaborate rituals. The faithful hope that it will bring about a deep spiritual transformation, one that will make him or her a better person. If such a change within does not occur, then the Hajj was merely a physical and material exercise devoid of any spiritual significance.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with some secrets or some important aspects of the Hajj. Another one is simply that when someone wants to go on the Hajj, he should purify his properties and his money. Because if there's, improper money, or for example, money not purified or properties not purified, the Hajj wouldn't be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It must be, whatever someone pays for his rituals, all the rituals from the beginning to the end, everything should be done with the money purified from any kind of doubt. For example, one may not collect money out of, for example, plundering other people, or for example, fooling other people, and yet he would expect that if he performs a Hajj with the help of, based on such money, money gathered in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept his deeds and his Hajj. Moreover, it must be indicated that those people who rely on usuries and on, for example, unlawful money, they barely find any opportunity to perform Hajj, because the grace of performing Hajj goes to people who are really sincere in their religious duties. Another one in this connection is that those people who want to perform Hajj should find out a good companion for themselves, because having a good companion in the time of traveling is really an asset. Not only traveling to Mecca and Medina for the sake of pilgrimage, rather, in general, having a good companion is an asset, and especially in the time of traveling from one place to another, having a good companion is very much appreciated. Perhaps it might be because of this that sometimes we find that in some of our religious instructions, people are encouraged not to go on trips alone, because in trips, one may encounter any kind of problem. When someone goes alone in the time of hardship, there wouldn't be anybody else to help him or her. While having a good mate and a good co-traveler will be, first of all, an inspiration, an encouragement, and a good and a wise act. And a wise policy that in the time of need, one may find someone who is able to help him or her.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's a special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
This is today's special you're listening to. Now in the footsteps of the father of the prophets, Ibrahim. For some precious drop of water, the baby, Ismail, beat the ground with his feet and caresses the sands with his fingers, with the serenity of the prophets and the love of the saints, as if stroking the breast of the earth, the dear mother, so it may pour on his lips drops of water. The helpless mother watches in deep anguish. Behold, the earth's heart relents affectionately to her great son. It responds to his wish as he responds to the call of Allah. The ground splits a little, and suddenly a spring flows to extinguish the thirst of the earth. This is a sign foretelling the greatness of this great baby. Hajar is seized by astonishment. Is it true or a mirage? So slowly approaches the water and leaps her hand into it and gives a handful to Ismail. Mother and son, Ismail stay near the spring of Zamzam.
شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك.
From the lessons to take home from Hajj, here is always hope. A man in the sacred mosque asked Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, whose sin is greater than others? The Imam answered, he who stays in Arafat and Muzdalifah, performs the sa'i, circumambulates the Kaaba, performs prayer, and after completing all these acts, says to himself, or has the impression that Allah has not forgiven him, is the biggest sinner. The Day of Judgment is recreated at Arafat, with millions standing bareheaded in their death shrouds, humiliating themselves in the dust. Yet in this annual, God decides to forgive attendees based solely on their attendance. When one reflects on the merciful nature of Allah, it reassures us that regardless of our sins, Allah is always ready to accept us into His arms once again. As Imam Sadiq instructs, renew your covenant with Allah in Arafah.
Even the visa, the passport, your vaccination, the everything related to Hajj is becoming a symbol of Allah, because it is leading you to Allah. It is your destination, how you are getting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore the scholars tell us that not only is the Hajj sha'irullah, not only is that the actual actions of the Hajj, but even the time of the Hajj. So the month of Dhul Hijjah is a sha'ir of Allah, it is a sign of Allah, because that is where the Hajj is performed in that particular window of time within the Muslim lunar calendar. The place of the Hajj rites, whether it be Mecca, or you go to Muzdalifah, or Mina, or Arafat, or you go to Medina to visit the grave of Rasulullah and the Imams of Ahlul Bayt, alayhum as-salam, these are all sha'irullah. Even the people who perform the Hajj, the scholars say, even those who are making the intention to go from their homes, they become a sha'ir of Allah, they become a symbol of Allah. And we'll show you in the Quran how this is manifest. Not only is the animal which we sacrifice on the 10th of Dhul Hijjah, the camel or the sheep or whatever it is, not only is that a sign of Allah, but the Quran tells us. Before that, let me mention that when you go for Hajj, we don't do this today. But earlier on in the history, when a person would go for Hajj, they would take their animal literally with them. They would go from their own city with an animal on a rope, and they would carry, they would walk with that animal to Mecca. One of the things that those Muslims used to do is they would tie a pair of shoes or a garland around the neck of the camel. They would take their shoes and put them around the neck of the camel to tell the people that this camel is what I'm going to sacrifice on the Hajj. Or they would take a string of flowers and put it around the neck of the camel. And that signifies that this camel is not a normal camel. This camel is one which will be sacrificed on the day of Dhul Hijjah. And therefore, if that camel or animal got lost in the desert and a person found it, they were not allowed to kill the animal. They had to take it to Mina, keep it there until that person who lost his sacrifice would go and find the animal and then use it for his sacrifice.
Brothers and sisters, thank you very much for joining us. That was all for today's special. Inshallah, we continue this interesting topic about this nice, precious journey that is Hajj. We leave you in Allah's protection and have a nice time. Fi amanillah.
Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. Labbaik la sharika laka labbaik. إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك حجا حقا
الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا